News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 days this week, the College Station City Council held budget workshops. Mayor Nancy Berry says one of the proposed changes is reducing the number of additional fire department employees from 7 to 5 in order to fund a 3% pay raise for existing firefighters.
How are they able to retain and recruit?
Mm-hmm.
And Chief Hurt said that they're having difficulty recruiting qualified candidates. And when they recruit them, they still have to put them through training, and they're not going to be an effective firefighter for 18 months. And they're losing out good candidates to other neighboring cities who pay more.
A public hearing on next year's College Station public budget will be held September 11th. For the second time in 3 years, the College Station software company is looking to expand.
The College Station City Council has been asked to approve an economic development agreement with Staticorp, which is located on Lakeway Drive on the east side of the freeway south of William D. Fitch. In 2011, the company purchased 9 acres of land from the city. Now it wants the city to fast-track development plans, convert 30 acres to parkland use, and vacate the back half of a side street, Technology Way. In return, Staticorp has 7 years to construct and occupy a $3 million building and hire an additional 15 employees, generating an additional payroll of at least $1 million. Council will consider the agreement Monday night, moving up the regular meeting from Thursday, in part due to the A&M football season opener. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The field for this year's Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K will include an internationally known runner. Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History Director Deborah Kalman announced Thursday its partnership with John McEnroy of South Africa as part of his first trip ever to the United States.
Friend of the museum, Corey Arkak, is also a good friend of John McEnroy. She had actually participated in the last Uniguasha challenge. She talked him into coming here first. We're number one to run in the Buffalo Stampede and support the museum.
In addition to starting the Uniguaja Challenge, McEnroy is also known for the motivational campaign known as I Wear Red Socks on Friday. The Buffalo Stampede is part of the museum's Boonville Days event, the first Saturday in October. There have been two weather phenomenons this summer, no 100-degree highs and no hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas A&M climatologist Robert Cordy says due to climate changes, the action has been in the Pacific.
The Pacific is a much larger fraction of the globe than the Atlantic, and water temperatures there have been running above normal in the tropics this summer. A tropical storm hit the Big Island of Hawaii, which is an extraordinarily rare event. So Hawaii is a rather small target.
Cordy expects the Gulf to stay calm through the rest of the hurricane season. Bryan Police has issued a public awareness notice that applies to those in the downtown area Saturday between 11 and 2. At the corner of William Joel Bryan and Main Street, local members of Open Carry Texas will be holding long rifles and pre-1899 black powder revolvers, or replicas, which is allowed under current state law. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin and Accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning. It's 710. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat will continue through today with high temperatures well up in the 90s to near 100 during this afternoon. Overnight clear and warm. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 75 to 80. Little change in the forecast for the weekend as well, as sunshine will continue right on through Saturday. Temperatures near 100. Clear skies, upper 70s at night. And mostly to occasionally partly sunny on Sunday, near 100. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll get you caught up with sports and A&M football gearing up for the Gamecocks. The Gamecocks may be without their starting running back. We'll have more on that.
No, they won't.
It doesn't make it as exciting when you do.
Okay.
Buy the premise, buy the bet.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, okay.
A couple A&M football players are also on the watch list for the Tyler Rose Award, which is given to the top offensive player from the state of Texas. We'll have that and a whole lot more coming up. We'll do it for you at about 7:50.
And okay. Landmines in the end zone in the NFL? Could it be possible? What? I thought we were ramping things up.
Oh, okay, we're going to ramp it up. Oh, I got you. Okay, all right, I understand. Okay,
I believe I am being picked upon again.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge now has apparently raised $40 million and raised a ton of awareness. And then you heard the story about the Campbellsville University where they had this deal where they put a, you know, fire tower over these kids and an accident happened and five firefighters are injured and one of them critical, in fact. So, you know, probably need to kind of bring it down to the purity of what it was once again so that that doesn't happen. And then, of course, you heard about 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather, right?
No? I missed that one.
I saw their names together. I didn't read the story.
Well, the New York Post page 6 column reports that 50 posted a video on his Instagram account daring Floyd Mayweather Jr. to prove that he could read.
Well.
He said, "This is a special challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want."
I love him.
He added by saying, he said, you gotta do it without starting and stopping and kind of messing up.
Well, hell, I couldn't do that.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyway. And he asked him to accept his challenge, E-X-C-E-P-T. So I wouldn't say that Fitty necessarily is a Rhodes Scholar there either.
No.
There you go. That's, that's again, the overall deal is a good deal. I just, I'm afraid it's going to get out of hand here. And we'll see what happens. So, what are you going to be doing when you're 70 years old? How about swimming the English Channel?
Okay. Man, that's pretty impressive.
It's been 10 years since a swimmer set a record in the English Channel, and that changed on Wednesday when 70-year-old Australian swimmer Cyril Baldock earned the title of the oldest person to swim the 21.1 miles from England to France. Began his swim off the coast of England, arrived in France 12 hours and 45 minutes later.
Whew.
Yeah. Upon completion, it says he immediately posted on Twitter. I'm thinking he probably had somebody do that for him.
All those wrinkles on your thumbs.
Yeah, maybe hard to do. Anyway, Twitter tweeted, "I made it." He has done this once or twice. Started, in fact, doing this back at the age of 41 back in 1985. So, good on him.
You get a running start, you can skip the first few feet.
Yeah, that's right. go splashing into the water. Okay. Why work out when you can just buy the clothes and look like you did? Apparently, sales for athletic apparel in U.S. America surging, even as Americans' rate of participation in most sports is on the decline. The result of the phenomenon in the apparel industry is called acculeisure. Of course, athleisure.
This was in Wall Street Journal this morning or something. I heard this and I heard that word and died.
People dress in sneakers and yoga pants for brunch. Demand for yoga wear, for example, is outpacing the growth of the sport itself. Yoga participation grew 4.5% last year. Sales of yoga apparel up 45%. Well, the thing is, workout clothing is loose, right? It's baggy. It's comfy.
No. Some of it's like skin tight.
Well, some of it is. Now, yoga, I guess there's some of those. But, I mean, think about sweatpants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all about being comfy. So we'll see. All right. So how many of you eating breakfast out there right now?
You're not going to do something off-putting, are you?
I don't. Well, no, I'm not, as a matter of fact. No, actually, what we're going to discuss is the fact that for years we've heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But that's okay. If you wait long enough and get enough funding, you can get a research to say almost anything. And that could change as far as our early hours are concerned, or early eating hours are concerned. Researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB, and other institutions recruited about 300 volunteers who were trying to lose weight. They randomly assigned subjects to either skip breakfast, always eat the meal, or continue with their current dietary habits. Tracked them for 16 weeks. The volunteers then returned to the lab so they could get weighed. No one had lost much, only a pound or so per person, with weight in all groups unaffected whether someone had eaten breakfast or skipped it. But if the whole thing is going to be on whether or not you eat breakfast, that's kind of flawed because there's a whole lot more variables in there. Hello?
I don't think that study was really necessary. All you have to do is look at the way some of these folks look in yoga pants.
Well, that's also true.
Bazinga.
Now, here's the deal. If you skip breakfast, but then you go ahead and eat 7 donuts at 11 o'clock, you haven't helped yourself, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not banging on the donut people, but I'm just saying.
What kind of donuts?
Yeah,
you don't know.
That's true. Well, it's just Friday. I was thinking donuts.
Mr. Downs might bring some in.
Mr. Downs brings donuts in, you know, some with pink frosting. But, I mean, there's so many other things that go on during your day. It doesn't say what they told them to do about lunch or dinner, or did they add more meals, or did they snack?
Drinking?
I mean, if all you're doing is talking about whether or not you ate breakfast, that's hardly an entire look at the consumption that anybody would have during any given day. But that's fine. That's okay. Whatever it takes, I'm sure they got the challenge, the research paid for it there.
I know in high school, if I ate a bowl of cereal and then went to school, I was really hungry before lunchtime rolled around. If I skipped breakfast, I could make it till about 2-3 o'clock.
Okay, I'm the same way.
But what was that doing to your metabolism?
I don't know. See, that's falling asleep in class, probably.
Yeah, that's what they say is, you know, you need to have some gas for the engine. See if that works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said gas.
718. I'm not exactly sure how this entire pay it forward thing works at the drive-in window of the, you know, foodatorium.
You leave them money.
Okay, but what if it's not enough? Okay, see, that's my question.
So then you pay for porn.
Okay, but here's what happens is, let's say that you go to this coffee place and you go ahead and get your $7.19 cup of coffee.
Right.
Right. And then you give them like $11 and say, that's for the person behind me. All right. So now we're talking about $2.80 basically left for the next person. Well, what if their bill is $3.15? And then what, they give $6? And then, see what I'm saying?
No, you're just doing leftovers. You're supposed to say, how much for the ticket behind me? Oh, $7.50. Okay, well, here, take
so
this.
As long as they know that. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Now I get it. Oh, okay.
I tried that one time. I got it. They said, $1.15. They just got a large drink.
Well, but did you do
got
it?
Off, you got off lucky.
But yeah, that made you feel better, right?
It did, but I felt, you know, I had to go and do it again the next week, too.
All right, a woman started an act of kindness chain that lasted for hours at a Starbuckatorium in Florida.
That's spectacular.
She ordered an iced coffee at about 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning in St. Petersburg and asked to pay for the caramel mochaccia.
Macchiato?
That's sure. That's it. Fine.
It's brown coffee.
Okay. Macchiato. What does that mean? What is a caramel macchiato?
It means how much coffee do you want in your milk?
Yeah. Okay. For the stranger in the car behind her, he returned the favor. The chain kept going, As the employees began keeping count, the chain finally ended at about 6 o'clock that
Who's
night.
The jack wagon? Who's the jack wagon that messed it up?
Well, free? Thanks. See ya. Customer number three. Yeah. Hey, out of here. I'm done. Yeah. Say, would you like to pay for the person behind you? No, not going to do that. Ew, don't want to be doing that at all. Anyway, 379 people. Wow. Pulled up and ordered a regular coffee. The barista leaned out of the window and explained the chain that started earlier in the day, asking if she wanted to participate. She said, "Nah, I just want to pay for my coffee."
You know what makes me
Jeez.
Sad? You do. Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
Really? Wow.
You can never go wrong with Arlie Ermey. You just can't.
No. But again, you're a barista. You can't be yelling at people.
Well, no. And I wonder how much of it was inspired by them leaning out the window and saying, "Hey, we're already up to 200. Don't break the chain."
Yeah. Well, and that, sure.
But still, that's pretty. Golly, that's impressive.
But it is. And I don't know. Go ahead.
I'll admit, before I did that, I looked in my rearview window to make sure it wasn't a minivan. Full of like five kids.
Oh, you did not. You went, "Oh, she's hot. Let's do this."
I mean, she was 60. I won't say she was.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Come on now, let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the free Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, "Self, why a pre-Labor Day sale?"
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J-Flag 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off list.
Yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2942, sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&L. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
All right, you got our 2014 Nissans.
Yep, got your shipment.
Copy that.
You're not a trucker.
Yeah, 10-4. So, what you hauling?
I've got Altimas.
With up to 270 horses under the hood. Perfect for the open road.
Sure, and I've got Sentras.
Nissan Connect, great for keeping in touch. So, what's your handle?
Over and out.
It's the model year-end, and Nissan's unleashing the 2014s. Now, get the bottom line on the 2014 Altima, just $189 a month. Or get 0% APR for up to 72 months on the 2014 Sentra.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. The Bottom Line sales event is going on now. Don't miss our best offers of the year at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 at the new University Drive exit.
Or choose Nissan.com. Event ends September 2nd. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For qualified customers with approved credit, Altima $26.99 initial payment for 36 months. Sentra $13.89 per month per thousand financed. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Must finance through NMAC from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for Nissan Connect information and other details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. One of the smartest listeners we have came up with the observation on the pay it forward thing for you, Patrick.
Okay.
You know. This guy said you probably looked in the rearview mirror and figured the senior citizen discount was in your favor.
No, I felt really bad. Yeah. I was expecting to pay up to about $10. I figured that was my ballpark.
Okay, all right.
And it just didn't happen. But I've heard stories of someone will say, "I want to pay for the car and back me. That'll be $37, please."
Yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa, all right. Never mind, King's X.
Yeah.
just kidding.
Well, I'm trying to think of a place where you could do that where it really could make a difference for somebody. You know what I'm saying?
It does make a difference. Our sister station, Peace 107, has the... drive-through difference is what
right.
they call it.
Okay.
And you can print out little flyers, and when you pay for the car and back, you just hand the little flyer, and that way they can hand it to the car and back of them.
Okay.
And so they understand why it was paid forward with the encouragement to call up and tell about your experience. And there were some really heartfelt tales.
Right. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I'm trying to think, though, of other businesses where you could do that, you know, because...
The drive-thru works because there's little chance of contact between you and the other person.
Sure.
It's awkward at the grocery store.
That makes perfect sense.
Because you have to wait for their whole order. And
I just don't want to pay for somebody who's getting $7 worth of coffee. You know, two coffees that cost
$7. Well, don't do it at Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and that's what I'm
breakfast, one of the pro tips is that breakfast is a little safer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, well, and here's
unless they're getting for the office.
Well, and here's the reason. See, you're exactly right. And I've said this before, you know, if you go to that coffee place, after the third word, you know, they charge you more for every word in the menu that you're ordering. Hello?
If you can afford to pay the price of drive-through food, I don't think I need to be buying it for you.
Thank you. All right. Hello?
Yeah, you think that would work with my mortgage payment?
Hey, what's up? Hey, hello?
Oh, sorry. If you want to create a traffic jam, go to a toll road and pay for three or four people behind you.
Oh, I like that.
That's kind of cool.
Well, man, that's fine. I don't want the premise of having a toll road around here anyplace.
At least you know how much it's going to cost.
And I like the mortgage, sir. Thank you. I'm going to give that a try, see if that'll work. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Well, I'm sorry to say there's no rain in the forecast. High today, right around 100. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. And low tonight around 77 or so. And again, no mention of rain. And probably we can just continue that all the way through till Tuesday of next week. They do have a slight chance of showers in there for Tuesday of next week. But aside from that, that's it. And right now we're looking at 79 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
AP is always reporting on events that unfold unexpectedly, and now they reveal that according to a government audit, the Obamacare tax on medical devices isn't bringing in as much money as expected because thousands of companies subject to the tax aren't paying it unexpectedly. The Treasury's Inspector General for Tax Administration, Russell George, conducted the audit, and he says the IRS had better step up its game in policing the tax, which took effect in January 13. But the agency can't even figure out which companies owe the money. The IRS expected that they'd rake in over $1 billion in new revenue within the first 6 months, but it didn't happen. They fell short by 24%. The IRS expected they'd get some 16,000 tax returns from medical device makers, but they barely got 5,000. So either the businesses don't know about the tax requirements or they are simply ignoring them. A majority of Congress is in favor of repealing the medical device tax requirement. In states with lots of medical device companies, like New York, California, Minnesota, even Democrats have gone on record saying they want it repealed. But it's still around, just as the majority of Americans didn't want Obamacare and still don't want Obamacare. But it's still around. There's only one thing left in the IRS playbook to turn this situation around, and that is call Lois Lerner back to service and treat the medical device companies like they are the Tea Party. Harass them until they squeeze every last dime out of them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Is it finally happening? Is solar power actually becoming a threat to the old power conglomerates? Don't fund big power's losses while everybody else goes solar. Get caught in the middle or go with a trusted local solar company and actually own it and reduce your energy bill with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. Get tax breaks and big monthly energy savings. Avoid falling behind and paying extra. Don't be the last one in line. Our nation's power supplies are shifting. Wait too long and you may wind up paying for it. Want to completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally because local is accountable and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next week's regular meeting of the College Station City Council is being moved up to Monday, in part because of the A&M football season opener on Thursday. The agenda includes consideration of two business developments.
One involves land on the southwest corner of Rock Prairie and Holloman near the Jackson Hole driving range. Council's being asked to change the comprehensive plan to allow a commercial area featuring a convenience store. City staff say across Rock Prairie, recent approval is given to preliminary plans for a restricted suburban development. In a separate item, a software company that purchased city land 3 years ago along the east side of the freeway south of Fitch wants to expand again. Standard Core currently has an $8 million payroll with 104 employees. A proposed economic development agreement calls for Standard Core to add 15 employees with an annual payroll of at least $1 million and construct a new building with a minimum value of $3 million. City would vacate the rear portion of Technology Way, turn 30 adjacent acres of land into green space, and fast-track the expansion plans. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The explosion in oil and gas production in Texas is making it tough on lots of other employers. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says it's a battle to hire and retain city employees.
The first responders, they can go out to the oil patch and make a whole lot more money because they need fire protectors out there. And Templin, our city manager, said yesterday at workshop, we're at like Midland Light. You can get an attorney who says, well, you know, I'm only making $80,000, but I can get my CDL and make $110,000 driving a truck. I'm going to go drive a truck. We're seeing those individuals who would become a firefighter in the oil patch.
Among the changes the College Station City Council made during 3 days of budget workshops this week is add more money to fund 3% pay raises for firefighters by reducing the number of new positions next year from 7 to 5. The special prosecutor in the felony indictment case against Governor Perry is now the target of the state's Republican leadership.
Both Governor Perry and his lead attorney, Tony Busby, are in lockstep that the felony charges of abuse of power and coercion are politically motivated.
This is not the way that we settle political differences in this country.
We don't settle political differences in the United States.
We settle our political differences at the ballot box.
The prosecutor, Mike McCrum, says he's not on a political witch hunt.
I'm not going to get into that. That didn't go into my consideration whatsoever.
Texas Republican Party Chair Steve Mutisteri is now denouncing McCrum's party affiliation.
Our database doesn't show he's a solid Republican. We show him as somebody who votes both ways.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Meantime, the governor says any future legal bills he incurs fighting two felony indictments will be paid for with campaign funds, not taxpayer dollars. Perry has spent $80,000 in public funds on the case so far. A spokeswoman says she doesn't know if there are plans to reimburse the state for Perry's past legal expenses. As of June 30th, Perry has more than $4 million in campaign money. Moving into late August, those who follow the weather have been asking about the absence of hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas A&M climatologist Robert Cordy says due to climate changes, the Pacific is where the action has been this summer.
In the Atlantic, what's happened is the atmosphere is warm, but the water temperatures are normal. And so the marriage of a relatively cool ocean and a warmer atmosphere has had an inhibiting.
In addition to no hurricanes in the Gulf, there have been no 100-degree temperatures this summer as measured at Easterwood Airport, where official records are kept. Visitors to downtown Bryan Saturday may run across people holding historical firearms. Bryan police report current state law allows for pre-1899 black powder revolvers or replicas and long rifles to be carried in public. And Saturday from 11 to 2, BPD reports members of the Brazos County subchapter of Open Carry, Texas, will be at the corner of William Joel Bryan and Main Street. The notice given to police says members would be promoting First and Second Amendment rights. The first Saturday in October, the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History holds its Boonville Days event. Part of that is the Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K Run. Museum Director Deborah Kalman announced Thursday the participation of South Africa's John McEnroy, who has a worldwide following with his I Wear Red Socks on Friday campaign and a race honoring a group of World War II prisoners of war.
He was captured in, was in a concentration camp, and when they were there, he and his mates, as they called each other, vowed that if any of them escaped, they would always wear red socks on Friday to remember each other. And John was so inspired by this that he decided to resurrect this race and call it Unagwaja, which in South African means rabbit.
The stampede will also feature, for the first time, cheer stations where volunteer groups are invited to take positions along the race route and compete for cash prizes. This Look at News brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news for you at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Over the past several years, there's been a big increase in the number of folks that have gotten their concealed carry permits, their concealed handgun licenses. Well, if you've done that, but you're not entirely familiar maybe with a new gun that you've got, maybe you inherited a gun from somebody in your family, and you don't know exactly how it works, or you just really like to brush up on exactly what it is that you need to be doing with your handguns, long gun, any kind of gun for that matter, you can do that with Gun Corps, because they're holding a free firearms workshop out at their brand new Gun Corps range. And you can find out more, by the way, on the Gun Corps range by going to gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, gun-corps.com. It is August the 29th, and it doesn't matter what kind of gun you got. You're going to get an hour free on the range with instructors that can walk you through how pretty much any gun can work, revolver, semi-automatic, doesn't matter what it is, rifles too. Not only will they let you know how they work, they'll show you how to shoot them correctly. And they're having a big giant special then on September the 1st for their Labor Day special, 10% off all ammo and tactical gear. To find out more, again, the website, gun-corps.com, or you can go see them at their brick and mortar. It's on Old College, right behind Jay Cody's and Chicken Oil.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Good morning. It's 7:38 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank you for a great summer. Seems that every day almost, somebody from the Brazos Valley taking advantage of their loaner program. If your unit goes down and you need to stay cool, they'll install a new one for you. And you got the loaner that'll keep you cool while they're doing that work. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here's our Brazos Valley weather, hot as it will be.
Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat will continue through today with high temperatures well up in the 90s to near 100 during this afternoon. Overnight clear and warm. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 75 to 80. Little change in the forecast for the weekend as well, as sunshine will continue right on through Saturday. Temperatures near 100. Clear skies, upper 70s at night. And mostly to occasionally partly sunny on Sunday, near 100. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, he's a stud. I kind of look at him as a mix of Trey Carson with the physical, with his physical side in him. He's got some shift to him like Trey Williams.
He's talking about Mike Davis, who's the starting running back for the South Carolina Gamecocks, who may or may not be able to play right now. It sounds like a much ado about nothing, but there's talk about that anyway for their opener coming up this coming Thursday. We've also got Little League World Series action, Major League Baseball. There was some preseason action last night in the NFL and more in sports here in about 12 or 13 minutes.
Yeah, they probably got the tickets sold. I see that it finally made the South Carolina newspaper. It's a promotion, and we were advertising for
Ashley Furniture.
Ashley Holmes Furniture Store, that if the Aggies win by 10 or more, then they would pay your furniture bill for whatever you're buying, I think, from now up until the day before the game. Obviously, they buy an insurance policy to take care of that. And so, you know, we'll see whether or not that happens. I think, at least right now, South Carolina is a 10-point favorite.
They are. That was the line this morning.
Now, the deal is you need to remember Mattress Mack lost a little bit of money on the Super Bowl. What was that, with Denver and Seattle?
I believe that is correct,
yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, we'll see. Hey, continuing with the pay it forward deal, a guy called with a kind of a neat idea that you probably heard about too. If you see active military eating someplace, you might just decide to pay their bill and then sneak out of the restaurant. Just, you know, something different for you if you want to try to do that. All right, yesterday we talked about four things that your iPhone can do that you may not have known about. And we got three more for you today. If you want to block calls from your ex, if you're tired of those calls from that ex or some persistent telemarketer, you can block the calls from a specific number by clicking the I button beside their most recent call or pulling their contact card from your phone, and then you select block the caller from the bottom of the page. Once you're blocked, you'll no longer see the texts or calls from that person. If you decide later on you want to unblock it, then you could also unblock it.
That's kind of cool.
It is. If you want to juice your phone up faster, if you've only got a few minutes to charge your phone up before you're headed, for instance, out of town, put it on airplane mode.
Yeah.
Yep. Make it power up twice as fast, since your phone won't have to use any juice to search for or connect to a wireless tower or a Wi-Fi network. It can concentrate on getting all charged up. Also, airplane mode's a great way to stretch that last 5% out of your battery life if you're in a situation where you can't recharge and it's become red because you got a problem. And finally, the iPhone will allow you to create a geofence around a particular location and send you a reminder whenever you pass through its virtual gates. For instance, let's say that you need to buy toilet paper. Okay? You need to buy cigarettes, whatever. Got your local grocery-torium? You know, you put up that geofence around that, and it'll remind you as you go by that you need to do that. Just get a little nudge.
That could be handy.
It could. Yeah. There are reminder apps out there that can create the reminder. Then you tap the eye beside it, select remind me at location, and there you go. It lets you know.
I have an Android, and I'm increasingly part of the Borg. I got the Google Now.
What does that mean?
It basically, Google runs my life.
Okay.
It knows where I'm at when I'm there, and it'll give me. It has little cards on the side, and it'll say, "Oh, you're about to leave work. Traffic is going to be sort of thick. You may want to leave 5 minutes earlier. Or just know that it's going to take you 5 minutes longer to get home." And it has traffic here in College Station, which is it typically doesn't exist. But if you've got an event coming up that you're on your calendar, it knows the location of the event,
right?
And it'll remind you, hey, 10 minutes till you're supposed to leave for this event.
Okay,
the good of the many outweigh the good of the few.
Yeah. Well, that's one step up from your Outlook, which would tell you, you know, put the reminder there. This
yeah, exactly.
Way it really does remind you at a time that maybe time sensitive.
It'd be important in a bigger city where, you know, especially if you have to take public transportation, which it uses Google Maps for all this. You can start your navigation.
Plug it in after the first A&M home football game and see what it does. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
It just keeps connecting.
No, it just looked at you and said, don't bother.
It probably doesn't know that they're thinking of converting Welburn to four lanes one way.
Exactly. Well, we'll see how all that works. But
it'd be interesting.
And again, maybe it's just me. That was the first thing to turn me off to TiVo, okay? Okay, it watched a show. You know, I capture a show.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to remind me that I might like this show. Don't do that. But Netflix does the same thing.
Yeah, sure.
You did this, then you might like this. And, you know, maybe that's...
Another thing your phones do, all phones do this, they turn off. Just turn them off.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could just do...
Enjoy life.
But you just told me Google runs your life now.
Well,
so what are you going to do?
It does.
You end up sitting there with your hands folded between your knees, and you're just sitting on the couch.
I might look the other way when it slips into a river someday.
There you go. All right, so we were talking a little while ago about how expensive things are when you go to some certain coffatoriums, and the more words that you add, the more expensive it is. Well, actually, a professor of linguistics has studied that. His name is Dan Javarsky. He combed through 6,500 menus for his brand-new book, The Language of Food. And he found that fancier restaurants use longer and more complicated words on menus, like accompaniments instead of sads. Okay, more letters equals more money. When Dan compared how restaurants described similar dishes, he calculated that every increase of one letter in the average word length added another 18 cents. I don't know how he came up with that. Sure, fine, 18 cents, could be 28 cents. Yeah. My thought is he gets a chance to eat at some upscale restaurants and maybe writes it off for research, but not sure. We've talked about Kickstarter, cool things that happen. One is a beer cooler called the Coolest. Has just about a week left and has raised over $9 million. Designed by Ryan Grepper, who I think has done a lot of stuff.
It's awesome.
The Coolest includes a rechargeable blender to make mixed drinks with, a removable waterproof Bluetooth speaker, a smartphone charger, a lid light, a tie-down for additional gear, a cooler divider, and a cutting board. It's got extra wide wheels for convenient rolling. It's got a bottle opener and integrated plates and knives as well.
It really is pretty
slick. It's pretty neat.
Anyway, there's a Kickstarter. You know, you can go look it up again. It is called The Coolest, and he's raised $9 million.
I can't find a definitive study, but I swear I believe that if you let the water drain off of ice, it lasts longer. And so many people keep plugging up my ice chest, saying, yeah. No, leave the water in there.
Yeah. I had somebody tell me once, and I can't tell you the source because it was many, 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 many years ago, but ice and water combination actually cools fatter.
It cools faster to go from warm to cool, but once it's cool, keeping it cool, you want that ice.
Well, you've got more contact if you've got water.
See, that's where everyone goes, but the air surrounding the ice is a worse conductor of thermal energy. And so if you leave the water there, it circulates, it moves around, and it saps the heat or saps the cool, or it allows the heat to re-enter more quickly.
I don't see that at all. You're talking about air as opposed to cold water?
Yes.
You know, it's not many times that the thermodynamics.
I know. I'm hoping someone's listening.
But I guarantee you somebody's listening.
Every single cooler has a drain plug for that reason. It's not just to drain it. You just dump it out if you wanted to. You let that water drip off, your ice will last longer.
For the third time now, so this morning, somebody's sitting in their car going, they're so stupid.
So, in other words, we're discussing the theory of water plugs in coolers.
All right.
Right.
Because let's dumb it
next
back
time, next time it snows here, get a cup of water and just get a cup and drop a snowball in each one and see which one lasts longer.
Hello?
Yeah, if you like your ice, you can keep your ice.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness.
Jeez.
Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $999 due at sign-in. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/2014. Toyota, let's go places.
748, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Sometimes when we talk esoteric, we wonder if we'll get an expert. We knew this is not esoteric. We just needed to find somebody. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell me what qualifies you to be able to talk about this better than we do.
I'm a certified energy auditor.
All right. Okay, very good. Let's talk about it then.
Okay. Air is an insulator.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, and if you can use the same system with ducts, there's air between the feathers that actually help insulate the duct.
Okay.
So air is an insulator.
So what you're saying is then that ice, broken ice without the water in it will do a better job?
Yes, it'll do a better job.
Okay.
Shazam.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I just want to get two coolers, fill them up with the equal amounts of beer or soda, and just leave them there and do a little time lapse and see who's right.
Okay.
Okay. The problem is there's one thing that you're lacking for that to be successful, and that would probably be willpower. Hello?
Hey, Igloo and Coleman both say leave the water in there because cold water is almost the same thing as ice. It's pretty much just like removing some of the ice when you remove some of the cold water.
Thank you, sir. The debate continues.
No!
Is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a common reason married couples have a hard time resolving their disagreements. Instead of dealing with the problem, they often fight over each other's perception of the problem. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I once returned home from a trip and saw a note my wife Jean had taped to our refrigerator door. It read, "Trent owes me $6 for a toy he bought at the store." Jean then came downstairs and said with an accusatory tone, "Trent already spent his money. Don't give him any more." I was standing there with my suitcase saying, "Man, I haven't given him anything." And so began one of the oddest disagreements Jean and I had ever had. We didn't argue about an actual mistake I had made, but about something she perceived I would do. She assumed I would hand my kids some cash, even though I hadn't done anything yet. Sometimes perception is everything. How many husbands and wives argue over who does more around the house, who spends money less wisely, who takes a greater role with the kids? A healthy conversation will uncover the true problem, but arguing about perception simply throws more dirt on top of it. Couples need to learn how to get on the same page about where their issues truly lie. The better you can do that, the more effectively you can understand what the true problem is and resolve it. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, amaze yourself and see how little they cost. Rated number one by ConsumerAffairs.com, Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. So if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, wake up sore, stiff, with back, neck, or shoulder pain, call for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself. See how little they cost. Call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. 800-371-9576. Call now.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. Aggie football is ranked at number 21 in the AP poll. They're taking on the Gamecocks, who are at number 9. One of the reasons they're number 9 is a guy named Mike Davis. He's their running back, but he suffered a series of minor injuries this fall, most notably a rib injury this past Saturday. Head coach Steve Spurrier for the USC Gamecocks said the Heisman candidate may not be able to start against the Aggs, which is big news for defensive linebacker Jordan Mastrogiovanni, who holds Davis in very high regard.
You know, he's a stud. I kind of look at him as a mix of Trey Carson with the physical, with his physical side in him. He's got some shift to him like Trey Williams. And yeah, he's about 5'9", I think 225 around there. That's what we have him at. So, you know, he's going to be a load. We got to really swarm the ball and gang tackle him.
Now, this may all be much ado about nothing because Davis sent out a tweet later on in the day saying that he will not miss the season opener. We'll keep it with A&M football as Texas A&M's Malcolm Kennedy and Trey Williams, both running backs, were named to the watch list for the 2014 Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, which is given annually to the nation's top offensive player with ties to the state of Texas. In international competition, Cypress, Texas native and A&M standout swimmer Camille Adams just keeps getting better. First, the U.S. National Championship, and now a Pan-Pacific Championship. Adams tallied her first ever victory in the international competition with a gold medal in the 200-meter butterfly in the Gold Coast Australia matches. Number 9, Texas A&M Soccer starts their 2014 campaign against the Dayton Flyers this evening and the Stephen F. Austin Lady Jacks on Sunday. Both of those contests start at 7 o'clock. Two former Texas A&M women's basketball players are in the WNBA. More importantly, they're actually in the WNBA playoffs. Danielle Adams and the San Antonio Stars fell to the Minnesota Lynx 88-84, and Sidney Carter and the Indiana Fever beat Washington 78-73. We'll bump it over to the majors, where the Stros were trying to get a sweep of the Yankees.
Swung on and lined down the right field line, heading toward the corner. It's a base hit, going to the right field wall. Teixeira scores, Prado scores, Headley to second with a double. It is a two-run double for Chase Headley, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
That all happened in the second inning, but Brandon McCarthy pitched a four-hitter to keep the Stros off the board, and the Yanks avoided the brooming by beating Houston 3-0. Houston heads to Cleveland for a 6:05 start tonight. The Rangers had the night off last night. They'll ramp it back up against the Kansas City Royals at the ballpark at Arlington. First pitch at 7:05. How about the little ones? We'll move to the College World Series. Well, Josh Houston had a clutch two-run single. Reliever Cameron Buford pitched a tense scoreless sixth inning, and Chicago held off Philly 6-5. Now Chicago advances to play Las Vegas tomorrow in the U.S. title game. On to the NFL, where the Dallas Cowboy linebacker Devontae Holman has what Coach Jason Garrett describes as a career-ending neck injury. Garrett says Holman has been dealing with neck issues for a while. Garrett went on to say that it could be a lot worse.
It's a hard thing for a player to realize that, but in a lot of ways, for him, he's fortunate that it wasn't more severe and that he's going to go live a very happy, healthy life.
The linebacker played in Saturday's preseason game against Baltimore but came out midway through the fourth quarter. Cowboys continue preseason against Ryan Tannehill and the Dolphins tomorrow, the kickoff at 6 o'clock. Texans are in Colorado to put in a little work against the Denver Broncos, and after last season, any news really is good news. And it looks like, at least according to head coach Bill O'Brien, J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney have really shored up the Texans' defense.
I believe that when our defense goes out there, our frontline defense is a good defense. They play well together. They communicate well together. We've got to really improve the depth of our defense, and that's what we're trying to do. But I believe that our top defenders went out there and had a good couple days.
In NFL preseason action last night.
Pulls back again. He looks right. He loops it to McCoy at the 20. Cuts back at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. McCoy in for the touchdown. J.D. McCoy on the little screen right.
Nick Foles threw for one touchdown and led the Philadelphia starting offense to three first-half scores in a 31-21 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll wrap it up with the PGA, where Bo Van Pelt takes a one-shot lead over Cameron Tringle into today's second round of the Barclays, which is the first of four PGA Tour playoff events. World number one Roy McIlroy stumbled to a 3-over 74. It's his worst start in 2 months. And he starts today 9 shots off the lead. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Briarcrest Country Club is no more. It's the Phillips Event Center now. It's not a country club. It is your above-average golf course, your above-average dining facility, and event facility as well. That's right. You can stop in now and enjoy dinner. You can enjoy lunch. You can do a business lunch, business dinner. By the way, they've got kickoff weekend coming up starting this Thursday next week from 4 o'clock until midnight on Saturday. It's half off all food and beverages in the new bar and restaurant. Their appetizers, entrees, beer, wine, all the beverages. Watch the Fighting Texas Aggies play South Carolina starting at 5 o'clock on Thursday in the bar, on the patio, or in the game room, where they've got two high-definition golf simulators and a double 10-foot-tall HDTV. So stop in and see it. And the waterfall is amazing to see, too. And now they've completely renovated the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. So if you are looking for a place to have a business lunch or a business dinner, if you have a meeting you want to plan, if you have a Christmas party, you can do that. All of that at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. Call them at 776-0133 for more information. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, about 99 or so. Heat index around 104. The winds will not be up like they have been earlier this week. And right now we're looking at 80 degrees. 80 by 8. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.